Bless you. Let's pray. This morning, Lord, we are gathered here in thy name. Lord, realizing, Lord God, our insufficiency, that, Lord, we can't help one another. We can't help ourselves, Lord. We come to you, Lord God, who is God, and the only one who is worthy, Lord God, and who, the only one that can help. We remember this age, Lord, just a few years ago, maybe about 50 or so, there was a voice, Lord God, that was calling for somebody who can take the book, who is worthy to do it, Lord. None was found but you, Lord, even to touch the book, Lord. It's only you who can do it. We come to you this morning, Lord God, kindly asking you to come over, Father, and speak and reveal yourself, Father, to us in our hearts, Lord. How we commit our hearts to you, how we surrender ourselves to you, Lord God. And there be anything, Lord, that our children need in this process, Lord, Father, we pray that you grant it for the glory of your name. We know, Lord, that we've sung for you. We have worshipped you in singing. The quotes have been read. Don read some quotes here, Father. And the things that Michael has said, Lord God, and all this, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. We know it's you doing it in their mouths, Lord. Father, and everything, Lord, that has happened and that happened in this service, Father, we want you to do it, Lord. We want you to take over, Father. Speak, Lord. Thank you for everything. Now, we give glory and honor to you now as we take the service over to you to speak to the people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You can get seated.
Amen.
You can get seated. So, I don't know how the Lord wants us to go on this, but something just has been in my heart, and I realized that it is very wrong. It is very wrong, and I realized that it's very wrong, and I can't bring it all. I've tried to put some quotes here. Maybe this is a quarter of the quotes that I have. Maybe less than a quarter. Maybe 1/8 of the quotes that I have on this. So it's so big, but I've just decided to put there. To highlight, to put some, the highlights. Put a quote there, put a quote that means the other quote means there. We really expecting the Lord is the Lord, and the only that way that we can get it. But my idea, and Cameroon, you need go to bring your Fred. Thank you. What's your Fred? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And what?
As a cousin.
As a cousin? Oh, okay. Good, 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 good. And most welcome. Most welcome. I think you've come before. Is that right? Oh, good, 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 good. We've missed you. So that's what I'm forgetting. And you're most welcome. You can even make this your chat. You're most welcome. You're most welcome. And if you have any question, you just ask. Okay. Be free. Okay. Feel at home. Feel at home. Thank you. And may God bless you. Of course, I'm recognizing everyone's presence, but you know you are home folks, so you know one another, and that's okay. We don't have Bride today. I think Bride is very well. I think she has a very, do you call it migraine or something? Headache, bad headache. And I think she took some medicine. She might come if the headache goes. She took some medicine this morning. I think if it goes, yeah. And thank you for your prayers. You can see that I'm now Michael asked me, I don't have to wear a string. I said, yeah, I don't have to wear a string. I found that I can do this, and my fingers are doing some few things, and it's feeling stronger now. So thank you for your prayers and everything. So now on this, how God predestinates? That's the, maybe if you have the quotes. I think the quotes have come. Have the quotes come?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, right. How God predestinates. That's my idea. And if I put my idea there, and then the quotes, I don't know how to organize. I found out the greatest problem that I have here in preaching is organization of the quotes. I don't know how to organize quotes. I want to put this one here. I want to put this one behind it. I want to put this here. And that's a greater thing. All my life, I used to start up. I can have 3-4 quotes somewhere. I don't even give them to the people. And I can just read them randomly. I can just jump to that. And most of it will be preaching. And I'm trying to do this. I mean, and I'm getting better in reading quotes and like that. And this is good because this is better. Because, you know, the people know that he's the prophet who says it. And the way the prophet says it, sometimes I can say it differently. And the best way is the way the prophet has said it. And that's the way to look at it. And if I say anything, even if we don't sometimes read the quotes, sometimes we say things. And the thing that I fear most, brothers and sisters, the thing that I fear most, and I've said this several times, and I still feel is good to say it again and again and again, it is to bring an idea. It's okay to say what the quote says, even if you don't read it. It's okay. It's okay to read. It's okay to say what the prophet said. It's okay. But make sure, as much as you can, you don't change the meaning of what the prophet said. Make sure you don't do that. Because when you do that, that's the moment that God is not happy with you. God does not want that. It's interpreted. It doesn't need interpretation. But as preachers, sometimes we speak. And by the way, I thought that the way Michael talked was like he was to preach today. So I thought he would, and I loved it. I really loved the way Michael. And I thought he would continue that. And I talked to Brother Don about that. He said, no, Michael said he finished. I thought he would continue with that. And I really, really enjoyed the sermon on Wednesday. And Michael came very deep. He started like, he's just talking about how those guys were burned. But he went very deep to that. He went very deep. I didn't know what direction he's going to take. But he went very deep into it. And I just liked it. And I really, really, really enjoyed it. And I've also enjoyed everything that Brother Don has been bringing here. I've really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed the services here. And may God bless you, brothers. You are a great asset to the kingdom of God. And every one of you, of course. You know, when God called a preacher, he also called some people to be preached to. Don't think that you are of lower something. God does not have big people, small people. God does not have that. All you people are very, very important in the eyes of God. When God called a preacher, he called some people to be preached to by that preacher. He cannot be a preacher if there are not people to be preached to. He cannot preach to trees. That's not the thing. So you're also very, very, very important, and we appreciate every one of you. Now, and another thing I would like to say, I don't know why it's coming to my mind, is another thing I would like to say is let's continue with this kind of oneness. Love one another. Above everything, love one another. If something comes that you feel like something, don't entertain it. Don't entertain something that's against a brother, against a sister. That you take the Holy Ghost, that you take God in our midst away. We don't want that. We want to be closer, and we want to be closer and closer to one another and caring for one another. And we are our brother's keeper. Every one of us is our brother's keeper. We are all one, and we need to stay like that. If something comes, just throw it away. We don't need that. We need to be together. We need to be one. And sometimes I have weaknesses. Remember that. Every one of us have weaknesses. Don't capitalize on that. Don't capitalize on my weaknesses. I have so many of them because of this body. But remember, I'm your brother. Remember, you are my sister. Remember, you are my brother. So remember that. That's the main thing. The other weakness is help me if you can. If you can't, just bear with me. Just bear with me. It's the weakness of this body. If it's not against the word, just leave it. And you can help me get better, of course. Because even in this life, we need advice. We need to know how to live like that. help me. If you cannot, just talk to God about it and love me. Amen. And you wonder now, how does that help? But I wanted to know something. I don't know why this has come. It's not anything that I've seen. It's just something that has come. But you think that your love cannot help? Let me show you something. Do you remember what took away that bull that was coming to hit the prophet? He said he looked at it and he loved it so much. And that love when projected, grace takes over. That's what he said. Amen. Your love for me will take, grace will take over. And that thing that you see like a weakness in me, God will take it away. Love me. Let me love you. Let's love one another. The prophet said, above everything, love one another. Amen. Love one another. I don't know. Brother Don, you're supposed to say those things, not me, but I'm sorry. I'm taking you. I don't know why it's come to my head like that, and I'm sorry about that. And I love you, brothers. If I don't, I would need prayers. I love each one of you. I love them. I love you very much. Maybe I'm not able to show it, but I really love you. I really love you. And I'm very, very happy to live in your midst. I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy. So now, this idea, if I don't read all the quotes, that's okay. This idea that I have is how God predestinates. How does God predestinate? According to the meaning of the word predestination, predestination is foreknowledge. So how does God know things today about tomorrow that will happen? Because predestination does not mean that he does it. He makes this happen, he makes this happen. Though God does it, God makes things happen the way he wants it. But predestination, when we talk about predestination, we talk like it's something predestinated. It's something like he did this, that's not it. The word predestination simply means that he knows. Because of his omniscience, he knows. Now, I'm going to add something else on this. It's not only because of his omniscience. It's not because of that. Only. That is part of it. But that's not the only thing. Maybe you say, where do you get that from? I'm getting that from the revelation of the word right from the beginning. Look at the things. Look at the way he's going to do things. That's my point here. Maybe it doesn't come out very well from the quotes. That's my point. Look at the way he does things right from the beginning. He does them to produce that. So in that day, when there was nothing, when there was not you, there was no nothing, he made things in such a way that you will come. So that time he would predestinate that you will come. Because he would see you in his one knowledge. He would see when there, he would see you because he made it that way that you come. Now, how about salvation? He made it in a way that there was no any other way. Listen, there was no any other way. But you must be saved. He made it like that. Because of what he did. And because of his omniscience, because of his omniscience, and because of what he did, that's the part that I didn't want, because it's not talked about very much. It's because of what he did. It is not only about his omniscience, it's also about what he did. And if you read the quotes, you're going to see when he comes to build to create a woman. Why doesn't he create? It's because of what he did. The fall came. The fall came because of what he did. Can you get that? The fall came because of what he did. He created a man. He created everything. And he created a lion and a female lion and a male lion. He came creating a male, a female, a female, a male, and a female. When he comes to create a man, now, you see, it's what he did. It's what he did. When he comes to create a man, he creates a woman. Not a male and a female. He creates a man and a woman inside. It is his doing. Don't put it anywhere else. It is his doing. All this you see, even sin, is him, he said, is him who made it come to pass. He made it come. That's why he knew it would come. That's the only way he knew it would come. Because he's omniscient, and because of the way he did it. Amen. That's my idea. That's what I'm bringing up. I may not be able to bring
And the court may not be able to bring up anything like that. But that's my idea. That's the way I see it. It's not only his omniscience. It's also what he did. I'm going to add something else. Not only, because I'm going to read the quote to that effect. Not only what he did, but still what he's doing. Because the prophet says, everything is controlled by him, even now. Everything. There's no bird that can fall from a tree without him knowing and him wanting it. He made it that way. That he saw it and he made it that way. And his laws, I'm going to talk about his laws. He has laws. He had his attributes, his desires, what he wanted things to be. He had that. And he made it in that way that it will come to pass, that it will be that. He wanted to be a healer. He made it that way that he will be seen somewhere in the process. He made it that way. That somewhere along the way, somebody will get sick. He made it that way. He himself made it that way. So he can even that's also predestination. He can predestinate that I'll get sick. I'll break my arm. He knew that. He predestinated that I'll have this. And he made it that way that I'll come, go this way. Do you know that the Bible said that even what do you call that? I don't know what he talks about. That it cannot bat. Not bat. Batting is doing like this. You see what I'm doing with my eyes? Batting is. It cannot bat more than he saw it. More than he made it. Not only seeing it. More than he made it to bat. Amen. Why? Why did he do it? Listen. For his own glory. He is God. He wanted glory. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be glory. He wanted to be looked at. He was God. He made all. And you know, you want to know why did he make? Why did he make some things? Why did he make some things? Why did he make like Saturn? Why? The prophet said, the purpose of, because all things are unto him. I'm going to read the quote like that. All things are unto him and for him. What about Saturn? Saturn is for him and unto him. You don't need that doesn't sound right. But the truth, what did he make Saturn? He says, you could not have known the glory of the day without seeing the night, the badness of the night, the darkness of the night. You could not have known that. You could not have known the glory of God. So God had to create an enemy, his own enemy. God did it. And that's my idea. That's where I'm coming. You can see how I'm coming. If the course doesn't exactly bring it, that's exactly right. God has it on his hands. Everything is controlled. And there's nothing out of kilter. Yeah. You talk about the bombs like that. They're going to bomb the. It's not out of kilter. It's in the plan. It is in that blueprint. We talked about the blueprint of God. It is in that blueprint of, you know, blueprint is the way this house is going to be built. It is that blueprint of God. It's there. And it's not like a blueprint like a paper. No. It happened in his mind. This earth became what it is. Sin came. The heavens, because the heavens also are contaminated by diseases. That's why we should have another heaven and another earth. Because the heaven is contaminated. This is contaminated by man. Praise be to God. You can see that. He made it that way. He made it that way that the bombs will come. Bombs. Bombs will come. And those bombs will come. And the bombs will hit this earth and do this and do this and do this until the earth is completely purged. He uses the word purged. It's purged. It's cleaned up all the diseases, the heavens, and you have a new heaven and a new earth. That's what he says. It's all controlled by him. It is not like he's not. This quote is very interesting. But maybe I must. Maybe you can start with it. Maybe you can start with it. It's a long one, but it's a good one. He says, people think that God he just did something and folded his hand and things are just gone and he doesn't even know what is happening. The prophet says, he's in it. He's controlling it. Let me start with that. Let me start with that. I'm really sure that it's organized. I should be like you brothers, but let me start with that. That quote is down there. You can go down there, my quotes. It's in the church ages. I don't know. I don't know where it's at exactly. Where is it? Okay. The before we come to the scriptures there. Before we come to the scriptures there. The scriptures there. In Romans. In Romans 9. Before we come to the scriptures, there's a quote there. The last one. The last is the scriptures. I put the scriptures down there, the last one. But let's start with this. Let's start with this and you see what I'm talking about. Let's start with this now. This thing says he, says the faithful and true witness. Can you see that? You're there? Can you see it? It's marked in red. The second from last. It's in the church ages. Exposition of the seven church ages. Now, this thing says the faithful and the faithful witness and true witness. Now, I want to show you what I find in the thought of faithful. You know, we often talk about great and changing God, whose word does not change. And when we speak of him after that manner, we often get a view of him that makes him seem very impersonal. We make a view like he's very impersonal. It is as though God made the whole universe and all the laws, because when God created, he made laws. Listen, if a bad woman, the worst who here in town or wherever, in Los Angeles, where, in the worst man here on earth, if they get together, those people don't belong to God because they are even headed to hell. But if they get together, they're going to have a baby. That baby will come from God. Why? It's not God giving them like that, but it's the law of God. God has laws. And all those laws are made by God to work towards his goals of becoming what he wanted to be. I hope you understand that. Now, let's go to this quote. And when you speak of him, makes him seem very impersonal. It's as though God made the whole universe and all the laws that pertain to it, and then stood back and became a great impersonal God. It is as though God made a way of salvation for all mankind, that would be on the cross. And then when the death of Christ has atoned for our sins, and his resurrection gave us an open door to him, God just folded his arms and stood back. That's how it sounds like. Okay. It is as if we majored in believing in a great creator who, having created, lost personal interest in his creation. And that's how, when we use the word, when we see and use the word predestination, that's how it seems. It's like he predestined. He saw you coming. He saw you come. And then he rested. He's not there. He's not doing it. Now you just drove yourself. And now you can come to a place where you have more free moral agency. You can decide to be of God, and you can decide to be of not God, of Satan. That's not it. He's in it and pushing you, and you cannot do nothing else but what he wants. Just folded his arms and stood back. It is as if we majored in believing in a great creator who, having created, lost personal interest in his creation. Now, I say that is how too many people are apt to think. But that is wrong thinking, for God is governing. Look at that. God is governing in the affairs of men right now. He's both creator and sustainer. I hope you can see that. He's both creator and sustainer. He goes to Colossians. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. It's him who created them and created them in a way that they're going to run according to his own will. Okay. And achieve what he wanted to achieve. He wanted to be God and all this. He got to achieve that by the way he did them. The way he created, the way he organized them, his organization, it's got to come to that. All right. Mm-hmm. By him, all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principles or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. By him, how about Satan? All things. How about the robber around here? All things. How about a shooter? All things. For a certain purpose. He has some goals that he wants to achieve. Okay. Principles or powers. All things were created. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because he is sovereign God. By his own counsel, he purposed the plan of salvation of his own elect, which he foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish the means of salvation. And the Holy Spirit carefully, now listen, the Holy Spirit carefully executes, who is the Holy Ghost? It's him again, is right? The Holy Spirit is him. Now, we say, all right, let me not get to that. Let me just go. All right, it's great. Executes the will of the Father. He's working all things at the moment according. He's working all things at the moment according to the purpose of his own will. He's right in the midst of it all. He is in the midst of his church. This great Creator, Savior God is faithful, working among us his own right. His own right now as the great shepherd of the sheep. His very existence is for his own. He loves them and cares for them. But he goes to the elect and the good people, the children of God. And that's exactly right. But I'm also including even these other things. He governs, he controls them. Nothing can go the way he didn't plan or he didn't want. But now that seems like we are putting God in a certain place that is not. That he doesn't look good. That's right. But that's not the case. That's not the case. There's the laws of God that is got to go this way. Satan does this. If you do this, this is going to go this way. If you do this, this is going to go this way. Because of his laws. But there are some things that maybe don't look like. You know, when you think about, let's think about this, you know, when you think like free moral agency, it's like you can choose. You can say, no, I'm not going this way, I'm going this way. It looks like that. There are also quotes like, he predestinated you, or he predestinated you to eternal life, and that it is not like he chose this and did not choose that. There's a quote like that. It's like, he was not willing. There's that statement. He was not willing that any should get lost. He's not willing. And that is true. And that is also true. He's not willing that any can get lost. But he made him get lost from the beginning there, the way he made him. But now when it comes here to kind, let's take somebody like Cain. Remember his laws. He works with his laws. He's very just. He's got to be very just. So he comes here. He created Satan to come and deceive Eve. That he did that. He made Eve such that he can be deceived. Do you see him everywhere? Do you see God everywhere? He's everywhere. He made Eve so that he can be deceived. Because he wanted a sinner so that he can become a savior. But now I'm going to read a quote. It will be discomplimentary. He says it will be discomplimentary to him if he created something and just to make it fall. That will not be right. So he creates anybody like that and puts him on a free moral agency for his being just. Let's take Cain. Cain. He's called Cain. You call him Cain. 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 Cain, he knows he's the wrong man and he doesn't even have a seat. But he's just. What does he do? He comes down here and calls him, Cain, come. You think God is joking? No. Cain, according to my laws, Cain, listen, if you do like what Abel is doing according to my laws, I wouldn't like you to go to hell, but if you don't, there's nothing I can do. According to my laws, if you do like Abel, I'm going to accept it. Just look at it. And he explains, come here. At the edge of the road, because of what is justice? Justice is doing justice, right? At the edge of the road, they'll be there at the end in the judgment. Cain will be there. Abel will be there. And Jesus Christ will be the judge. That's what the Bible says. Now, Jesus Christ will stand here as a judge. And because of the word, Cain will see that he failed the word. He was given a chance to have the word, but he failed it. Abel was given a chance to have the word. Both of them are given the equal chance. Why? God has an attribute called just. God won't be just. That's where freedom origins comes. All of us are given freedom origins. All of us are given freedom origins. All of us. The children of the devil and the children of God are given freedom origins. Everybody with a soul is given freedom origins. The devil is given freedom origins because he has a soul. You know that? When God created, came to create, and I'm going to read those quotes. But I don't know what. Let me read them. But let me explain it. When God created, the first thing that he created was the angels. When he created the angels, do you know that he created Satan? God created Satan and gave him a soul. And Satan perverted himself. God knew he would pervert himself. And he became his adversary. And from there, the war would start. He's a mighty conqueror. That's a character in him. How can he get to be a mighty conqueror? How can he show that he's a mighty conqueror? He has not conquered nothing. So he had to make an adversary that he will conquer. He meets him there. And the war starts. But God cannot make somebody and for him and make him fall. Take Satan and make him fall. No, God will not do that. God will put them there with free moral agency. Every soul has. And there's something else that I say. Brother Don, I'm very particular when it comes to the wordings and the words and saying what the prophet said. I'm very particular. Don't say that. The soul is free moral agency. No. That's not true. That statement is wrong by itself. The soul is not the free moral agency. But the soul has a character or something. Soul has free moral agency. The soul has that. It's kind of a character or something in it. It's controlled by that. It's not that. The soul is not free moral agency, but the soul is controlled by that. The soul has that. It can choose. So Satan, because of the free moral agency, chose to go against God. He himself chose. The prophet says he perverted himself. He chose to go against God. Amen. And from there he became his enemy. And the war started. That's exactly how he planned it back there. The war started and it started rolling now. All right. What you need to do, brothers and sisters, God is God. Amen. God is God. We used to very much say omniscience. Is that right? We now know that omniscience brings omnipresent. Is that right? Because he knows all things. He is everywhere. He knows what is here. But he's somewhere. God is somewhere. God is an object. He's somewhere. But he knows what is here. He knows what is in India, what is everywhere. He knows everything, even under the earth and everything, because of his omniscience. Okay? But there's another word that we don't use very much. Omnipotent. Omnipotent. God is all-powerful. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can take this earth and do this. This whole earth, he can do this. He can take you all and take you into his buses, I don't know where, and take you to Mars. He can do that. God can do that. He can do anything he wants. He can blow it up in 1 minute and be our God. He can do that. God can do it if you want it. Of course, he has his laws that he doesn't go this way. He has his laws that he doesn't pass. He has his laws that he's kept to himself. You know, it's just like when we were talking about, but I'm not bringing that up, but... Do you know that you cannot even bring God and put him in a bottle and say, God, you cannot do this. You cannot do that. You know, it was very bad for a man, an Israelite, to marry a who? Do you know that? To marry a who, that was very bad. In fact, I don't even know how that who was a who in Israel, because she was supposed to be stoned to death. But God comes and tells his own prophet, marry this woman. And there's no scripture that says he stopped being a who. Am I saying right? Who or who? 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 Okay, who? The harlot. going with many men. And there's no scripture that says he stopped. She stopped. There's no scripture for that. He was married, and God is coming and telling this, I think it's Hosea. Hosea, take her. And they have a baby. And God, why are you telling me this? God is not explaining to Hosea. Is it Hosea? I think it was Hosea. He's not explaining to Hosea. He said, take her. I said, take her. And that's the way that God, we need to be controlled by God. We need to be controlled by God that we don't. Like, you know, you remember with the prophet going that way from the airport, walking. He's just walking. Even the body is controlled by God. He doesn't know even what is. You are so lost to him until he controls everything. And that's exactly what God wanted to achieve at the end here. With all the drama and all things of the devil and all things, he wanted to come back here and be tangible. In a many bad body. He wanted that. Lastly, finally he wanted that. All that drama and all that, he wanted to achieve that. And all this art that you so love and things like that, it will all be destroyed because it's not narrow. All the electricity, cars, you just go because he's not interested with that. All these things that you see, he's not interested with that. It will all go. Praise be to God. Hosea was so controlled by God. My point was, you can't take God and put him in a bottle. You cannot do that. God is omnipotent. God is omnipresent. God is all that. God is God. He does whatever he wants to do. There is a law of God that God is omnipotent and he can do whatever he wants to do. He's God. The name God by itself means that. He's God. He's above everything. He's above all. He's above even his laws. He can abandon them sometimes if he wants to. He's God. He can do that. He can go. I'm saying he's omnipotent. He tells Jose, I know. I've given a law. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not marry a woman like that. But I'm here telling you, Jose, go take her. I want to achieve something. I created her like that. So that she can become that. You say, can he do that? Do you remember that the people who asked him one time, there was a bride man. And they came to Jesus and asked him, Jesus, why did he come? Where did he become bride? And he was born bride. And then he said, and then he asked him, is it the mother who did wrong? He said, no. Is it his parents or something? He said, no. He was made like that. That one day, and this is the day, that God can get glorified. Amen. He does those things for his own purpose. Because of my glory now, I want you, Jose, go take that woman. Take her, marry her. And he marries her. And when he marries her, they have a baby. And that baby is a great statement to the state of Israel. It's just a statement he wanted to make. And that's not enough. And Hosea goes away. You can see the Bible tells you, he calls him again. Hosea, get her. Get another baby. There's no scripture that is telling us he stopped hooing, hooing. There's no scripture of that. He gets her back. And they have another baby. He says, call her this. He says, it's another statement to Israel, what they are doing. He's preaching to the state, to his church. You know, the prophet said the church is the called out ones. Had called them out of Egypt. So that was the church. All right. So God is omnipotent. God is everything. Let me go back there and start our study now. Let's go slowly now. Let's start over there in Ephesians. I'll not read that quote again. I've read it now. So now here in Ephesians, I'm going to start here in Ephesians. It looks like this is when I'm starting my sermon now. Let's go there. In more so, we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things. I think that statement is very good. Who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. He worketh all things to achieve what he wants. Nobody, counsel is advising, is right? Nobody advises him. He knows what he wants and he makes things work. Another quote, I didn't put it here, but it's the Bible. All things work together. Not only for us, also to achieve what God wanted. All things work together. There's another quote like that, okay. Now, in Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom And no, did you hear that? All right. All right. All right. You can fix it, brother. You can fix it for him. I want us to follow. Let us follow. You can fix it for him. Okay. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, he said that now we're in Romans, brother. Brother Richard, we are in Romans. Just the second quote. There's the second quote that we read the Ephesians, now in the Romans 11. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments. You cannot search them. You cannot say he is dead. You cannot bottle him. You cannot bottle him. You cannot. They are unsearchable. They are unsearchable. unsearchable are his judgments. And his ways past finding out. Okay. Those are statements that are too strong for me also. For who hath known the might of the Lord? Who has known the might of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? You know, who is his advisor? As if that has been advising him. Who has been his advisor? Or who has first given to him and he shall be recompensed unto him? Who does God owe? That God owes me. If God, you remember one time the prophet said that. He went and prayed for a woman and the woman died. You remember that? The woman died. And I think I don't know exactly what, I don't remember if somebody remembers the exact words, but I think he told God, you owe me an explanation. Why did he die? Everybody was healed, everybody was healed, but that woman did not. And the prophet met with God sometimes, and the prophet says that God told him, I owe you nothing. God did not know. These are all my people. These are all my people. And I know when they will die. And I know when they will live. I know it's me. It's me who does that. It's all, what am I saying? It's all in the hands of God. Everything that goes or comes in is on the hands of God and to his glory. Nothing is able to cater. All right, now. Who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For him and through him. This is very strong also. For him and through him. And so, can you see that, brothers? For him and through him and unto him are all things. Okay? To whom be glory forever. Amen. Amen. Now, God was compromised. God was compromised. I don't, that's not the right word, compromised. It's like made of. I wanted to say made of attributes. I know that he had thoughts, and it's God's thoughts. But I feel like sometimes when we talk like thoughts are here and he's here. I don't like that. I like it because that's exactly the way he said. But I understand it that way. He was part of those thoughts. You're not a separate thing from God because he was you. Let me put it like that. It's not a thought here and God is here, so he's thinking. I'm going to think. Or I'm going to think on. And that is something that I might go, I might not even go. It's a thought. It's a thought here and I'm here. Do you understand that? It's not like that. These attributes were God. They compressed God. They made God. That is God. God was like that. God was me, God was you, God was that. God was his thoughts. When he spoke them, the prophet says, he kenos. What is kenos? Kenos. We have two words. We have kenos and we have en morphe. And sometimes I hear like we confuse. Kenos, the prophet says, is pouring like Joel 2:28. He will pour his spirit. The prophet comes here. When he says like that, it does not mean that he will vomit. That's the word he used here in that quote. It's not that he vomited or cut his hand and put it in you. It is not like that. Or put it in another vessel or becoming the spirit or becoming the son. No. It's not like he vomited himself and he was not. No. All of him came to be that. All of what he was, he thought. He spoke them and he became that. He became, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. He became that. It's not like he vomits. The Word used there, he says, is kenos. Is it kenosis?
Yes.
Kenosis. I think it's in the unveiling of God. Now, but when we come to enom, enmorph, E-N, Endmorph. When it comes to endmorph is the same, but the difference is, it's a mask. It's a different mask. He had a mask called the Elohim. Now he has another mask. He's put another mask. He's the Word. He put another mask. He's the Son. He put another mask. The way you see him now is different from what. It's just changing of the mask. It's used in a. You know what we call prayer? It's a prayer or drama something. When you go to make a video or something, it's used for that. You can become one character, can become so many. You just change mask. Yeah, you become an old man, and then you become a boy. You just change mask, and then you become the father, like that. It's just a prayer like that. That's endmorph. That's the difference. So he became the Word. It does not mean that he vomited, put part of him that. No, he became that. He became the Word. Now. So God is comprised of attributes before he was God. Before he was God, he was Elohim. Now, what is God? God is a great eternal. I went back there to bring it, the way he's creating, the way he's doing it, there's no any other way that the result will be. The result will be what he wants. The result will be, he'll be a healer. The result will be, the way he created it. Can you get it? The way he, it's not that, I will have become a healer. No, it's the way he created it. He must be a healer. The way he created it, he must be a savior to it. The way he created it, he must at the end indwell you. He must kenos himself in a body, in a minute, but he must kenos in the brain. The way he made it from the beginning. He will come. He has all the glory, and at last, he achieves what he wants. The way he made it. He's a drawer. He's a maker of that blueprint. He's the maker. He's everything in it. Don't put God aside. That's exactly right. He's in it. He's doing it. He did it. And he's controlling. He's here with us doing it again. All right, now. What God? God is a great eternal. At the beginning, way back before there was a beginning, he was even God. He wasn't even God. Did you know that? God is an object of worship. And there wasn't nothing to worship him. He lived alone. And in him was attributes. What is an attribute? That's marriage and host. Now, you will get something that will bow down that lesson tonight. Notice. He was his attributes. That was in him. Now, it was in him to be a father. It was in him to be God. It was in him to be son. It was in him. He goes all that. Nothing out of order. You think God didn't see the head from the beginning? Certainly he did. There's nothing. Listen, he says, there's nothing out of order. He's just displaying. Everything is displaying his attributes. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be. Those are my quotes. Those are my just some notes here. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be tangible. That's why the first thing that he did, he's going to create himself. Because he wanted to be tangible. Those are in him. He's God that wants to be tangible. He's going to create people that he wants them to touch him. Tangible is something that you can touch, that you can feel his heart. Okay. In him, there was justice. He wanted to be just. He's a just God. All right. God had laws also, like the soul that sinners must die. All this is working for him. All this is working. Every seed must bring its own kind. Now, my comments here is, he begins his creation with himself. That's what he does. Now, all that quote talks about the beginning of the creation. He creates himself. He becomes a Word, the Logos. He spoke. He expressed the Word. When he expressed his thought, now he became that. That does not mean there are two. The thoughts and the expression. No. He became that. God became that. He created himself. All that quote is talking about that. It's a very good quote. You can read it. It's the mighty God and word before us. Then let us go there. Down. I just want to finish. Okay. Comments. He then created angels and became God. All that time he's not God. Even when he spoke and he became that, he has now started his creation, creating himself. But he's not become God yet. Why? We found out that God is an object of worship. I'm just showing you how he's going to create and how he's going to do all this to bring that now he's calling predestination. Now I predestinated you. It's because of what he did and what he's been doing. Predestination is what he saw. I predestinated Michael to eternal life. I predestined Michael to eternal life because of what he did. It's not that Michael just came one day and found out, oh, I can choose God, and oh, this is Satan. I don't know Satan. I wonder, and God says, okay, now. It's not like that. He made it come to that. He made you come to that. That's my point, if I don't get anything else. He made you come to that. Okay. Predestination, we make predestination like he knew Michael would choose God and not choose Satan. God knows. From his, he knows. He's not only knowing, he made you do that. Such that at the end, it will not be, God knew I'm not a joke. God knew I'm not a joke. I'm a guy who doesn't go to. No! It is him. The glory and honor, God, you made me do that. It's not only seeing me coming to you and loving you. You don't know why you love God. You don't know. It's because of what he did. It's because of what he made you. You know, the world is very beautiful. The prophet said, the world is so beautiful. And Satan makes it beautiful so that you can love it. And so that he can pull you. Why does it pull all the people, even angels? Why did it pull three quarters of the angels and left on that? Why did the one that not go? Why? It's God. I'm telling you, it's God. Because all things are for him and of him and unto him. He's omnipotent. He can do whatever he wants to do. If you look at God like that, and why I'm saying like that is sometimes, and I'm not saying that people preach bad, and I'm not trying to say that people say the wrong things. No. But there's a space there. Reza, is so thin. People might go that. People might think, it's free moral agency is me deciding what to do. People might think like that. God did not want me to get lost. So I decided not to get lost. People might go like, but it's not like that, brothers. God is in it. God is controlling it. God is moving this, moving that. Yeah. All right. Now, let me come to this. If I don't finish, that's okay. He didn't create the angels. We can just go there, down there. And I know you brothers know this good. It's the seal. But down there, he says, he had nothing to worship him. There was no angels, no nothing, just God alone. Him alone is eternal. Now, the red part of that quote is, but in order to be God, there had to be something to worship him. So he created angels and beings and cherubims and so forth to worship him. His great plan began to unfold. Listen, he had a plan. He had a blueprint. His big plan now started unfolding. It's gonna come now. You're gonna start seeing it now. Because he's now he's being worshipped. There's a worship. Now, but do you know that when he created, I said that before, that when he created those angels, he created Satan also. Do you understand that? He created Satan. But do you know something else? People think that Satan was just an angel. And that is why he fell. You know, there are minor angels and higher angels. I think you know that. They are very minor angels. The prophet says the angel, you might think that the angel that came to the prophet was a major angel. You might think like that. He says no. The angel that came to the prophet, that used to be the prophet, is not a minor, is not a bigger angel. He's not a mighty angel. He's a minor angel that used to come to the prophet. So the highest order of angels is cherubims. And that is what Satan was. They are the angels who surrounds the throne. Where God is, that's where the cherubims are there. There's a quote also that I found that they take the prayers of saints to God. There's a quote like that. Those angels take the prayers of saints to God or hold them, or I think like an ointment, like something that's good smelling to God, something like that. See that? Now, that's those angels. Satan was that. So close to God. So he didn't fail because he was a minor. No. He was one of the angels. But God created him and put a soul there. Now the question is, You know, the prophet said, if he didn't know tomorrow, today, he didn't know tomorrow, then he's not God. Do you know that? Now, do you want to tell me that he didn't know that Satan would pervert himself? Then he's not God. He was God and he knew Satan would pervert himself. All right. Okay. In those ages, he created Satan. He created Satan was there. Then we go to Genesis 1. He creates the earth and all the things in it. He's creating. You know, what I'm saying is, when he even creates Medicine, he's creating to achieve something. He's creating, and you can see it come. So when he creates a woman, he creates that. The way he's doing it, it must come to that. So if he predestinates, he predestinates because he knows what he did, and by his omniscience, he knows it to come to that. All right, and let me go down there. In our bodies, this is another quote. In our bodies that we live in now, this is another thing that I want people to understand. In our bodies that we live in now was put on the earth when God created it. God put our bodies in the earth. When God created the earth, after creating the earth and everything, God put our bodies there. When he created the earth, he put our bodies there. Created it. Because you are out of the dust of the earth. It was all laid out here. When God himself created it, you are in his thinking. And in him, the great eternal was the thought, which is his attribute. That is future home. Now, so your body. Now, the question that I had this morning was, or maybe last night, this morning, maybe around 2 or something. But the question that I had is, what about the sinner's bodies? Because you know, you have three bodies. You saint have three bodies. You have a body here. This body, you know that. I think you know that. You have a body here. This is your body, the fresh body. You have another one called theophany, waiting for you when you leave this body. Is that right? Now you have another one that will be glorified. I think you know that. But now this is it. All the people, even the sinners, will rise. I don't know which body the sinner has when he goes to the fifth dimension. I don't know. But he has a different body because the one that he had was here on earth. But the prophet says, all will resurrect. Even the sinners will resurrect. Is that right? Not true. So there's part of the earth that was that body. God put it there. I don't know how he put it there, but he put it there. But he says that they were created, those people were created because of the day of destruction. So they were created. And they will rise up, but they will rise up and they go to the lake of fire. And the prophet says, when they go to the lake of fire, they will be, he uses this word, they will be annihilated. What is that? Annihilated. Annihilated. Oh. Hey, that's different. That's so much different what I'm saying. I'm saying annihilated. Annihilated. Is that right? Did you say annihilated? They will be completely annihilated. But you understand what I'm saying. They will be completely annihilated. God does not only predestinate the soul. That's my point there. God does not only predestinate the soul. God does not only... This is what I want to say. Maybe I would say it right. Now listen. Listen. When God created you as a saint, is not a soul that he created. No. There's no any form of eternal life but God. So this is not a creation. You can say it's a creation and he says a creation. I agree in one way. But this is God himself in you. This is that God is not something that he's created and put in you when you come here on earth. No, sir, it's not like that. It's himself. He comes in you. That soul is him. It's not a piece of him or anything. We can say it's a piece of him or something because of our mind. But it's him. If it's not, then you're not. It's him himself in you. I hope that is good. But now that's not enough. That's not enough. Even the spirit that you have here on earth, he created it. Because all things, he does it. Now that soul becomes the nature of that spirit. Not only that, he has a body. That body that you have, Brother Michael, God created it and knew that he's going to come here. The whole of you is not a piece of, you know, it's not only the soul. Even this body, though it became by sin, but it was there. When God created that earth, he put that body there. So he comes and takes it. And puts, when you're born here on earth, he takes that soul, and that spirit, he puts it there. But because, and I have a quote here, I might read it, I might not come to it. And because you are born here by sin, then God allows another spirit with another nature. Not another spirit. He's spirit, but he's actually a nature. He's actually a nature, as another soul. He allows another soul, the soul of the devil. The devil cannot create, but he makes sure, because you come here by him, he put that soul of his there. God allows it. You have that soul. So you have now two souls. A sinner, listen now, a sinner has a body that laid on the earth also, because he's also earth. He comes from the earth, and he goes, this dust goes back to dust. A dust, this is dust, and it goes back to dust. A sinner or a saint, as I say, it goes back to. So that also was there. But God created that body for one purpose, for the day of destruction. So he comes here. He has that sort of a devil. God does not enter him. Listen. When I say soul, I mean him. I don't say another soul that he grabs himself or cuts a piece of himself and puts in you. That's what I'm defying. That's not defying. That's a bad word. I don't want that. I don't understand it that way. That soul is him. If it's not him, it's not him. It's eternal. Nothing is eternal but God. We have only one form of eternal, right? And that is God. If that soul is not eternal, if that soul is not him, then it's not him. But the word, you can use the word dormant. It stays there dormant, like he's not doing anything. But it's God not doing anything. He's overwhelmed by the wilderness and things like that. Why? Because of the devil. He's just, he gives the devil justice. It's just. So he allows him to do that. Then one time, because he's alive and he's eternal, and there's nothing he can do. And this body also, and the soul and the spirit are from him. And they are predestinated to eternity. Listen, the body. Now you say, how is that? How you bring the body? Remember, if this spirit that was in Christ is in you, it will quicken your mortal body. That's what it is. So even this body is a special something. You are made in a special way from the body, spirit, and soul. You are made in a special body. And you are made in such a way, there is no way to choose the devil. Even your body. You can go to the world because of that spirit, because of that soul. You can go to the world all you want. But one time, one day, that thing, you just do this, you do this, you do this, and you come up and say, I don't belong here. Amen. And you don't even know why you do that. You don't know why you leave your friends drinking and doing that. You don't know why. But there was something there. God was there. That is what I'm calling God. God himself, he said, no, I don't belong here. Why? Because it's God who did it. From the beginning, from the creation, he did it. He created you like that. From the body, the spirit, and so. I don't know whether you... I was afraid that many people would disagree with me on that, because we talk so much about the soul. And that's true. That's all. But we don't realize that God is in it all. Even the body, even the way you walk, even the way you talk, even your height, even your car, even your everything. That's, God saw it. And God, not only seeing it, God did it. God, and you know, the ugliest woman, the ugliest man here on earth, is a very beautiful flower before God. Amen. Why? Why? God brought it here for his own growth, for his happiness. God created all this creation for his happiness. That's why there are valleys, there are mountains, there are all that, for his own. When he looks at it, you might think some mountains are very rugged. Intuition. It doesn't matter. They are very, the ruggedest, like, wouldn't even live, want to live here. That's beauty before God, and he loves it. That's why he created it. God had a purpose, and he must fulfill his purpose. Can you put this one here? Sorry, just 1 minute. sorry. You want to put it? Okay, all right. Okay, thank you. So, I was wanting to read that, that because of the bodies like that. Some bodies were made for God to put his seed. As the bodies, those bodies were made to put his seed. My body was made to be a tabernacle of him. Don't you know that your body is a tabernacle of the Lord, of the Holy Ghost? Don't you know that? Is that you are tabernacle? God made that tabernacle. It's not that you just decided to be the tabernacle. No. God made it for that. It's for that purpose. And you think you can deny him? As much as he cannot deny, he's just. He cannot deny the devil his people. So nobody can actually deny God his people. He created the bodies and everything for himself. And it must come to pass. Right now, some bodies were made for destruction. Some bodies were made for destruction. They will rise up at the head, in the day of judgment. Everybody will rise up. And those who are not written in the Lamb's book of life will be taken to destruction. That they were created for that day. And not only that, why do you think the lake of fire was created? For that. For that. For them. All right. Now, let's see. That one, you know, the spirit is of ordinary nature, because that's the next quote. That, okay. Now, inside of that spirit, which you become when you are born in the earth, and the breath of life is breathed into him, that spirit is of worldly nature, because it was not given from God, but it was given or permitted by God. Now you got that. You got that? For every child that's born in the world is born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Come to the world speaking lies. That's right. So the person inside there is a sinner to begin with. Now, and it goes to something else. Now, I don't think I can read all this. Let's come back to the creation. Now, when you come back to the creation, this is the word that made me put this word here. A woman was not even in the beginning of that's invisible in paragraph 76. The beginning of the creation. I know I'm taking a bit of your time now. She was not in the beginning of creation. Because God knew that she would fall, or all other females could not commit adultery. That's a very strong statement to me. She is the only one, and it goes everywhere. It goes everywhere in the message. She is the only one that can commit adultery. If she had been made like the original, why didn't he make him like the original? Why he made a lion and a lioness? Why didn't he make? Can you get my point? He's doing it. God is doing it. Is God doing it? Okay, original. That would be discomplementary. I look at that word in the dictionary, and is a very fun word, because I didn't want to put it here because they are. It's not very good language, the examples that they give. But they are saying that there is a dish and complementary. That is what they are saying in the dictionary, in the Google and things like that. I'm saying it's dish and complementary. It's like, this is how they give an example. There's this example that I can give that is not bad. It's like, oh. It's just an example. Don't feel bad. You are too black. But you are so good. softening the burn. You have hit somebody, but now you are trying to soften the burn. Do you understand that? That's how it's. I don't know whether the prophet used it the same way, but you are complimenting at the head. You're at the head, you're coming to compliment, but you have hit her or him. You understand what I mean? You understand what I mean? That is what the meaning of that word meant. That's what I said. That's what I found. I was wondering, what does it really mean? I can imagine. I thought I knew, but when I went there, I found this is complete, because there's also uncomplimentary. And complementary, there's all that and something like that. There are other words, but this is particular one, this complementary, is hitting. In other words, God would not have been right. But he'd have actually, okay, you are so good. But to begin with, he's bad. That's how it would have seemed to him. It would have been discomplimentary to God's great wisdom, to his wisdom. In other words, he knows. He's omniscient. He knows. He wants a fall, and the fall is coming. Because of his wisdom, now, because I know this is the fall, and this is where the fall is going to come, and I know it, my wisdom tells me, so I'm going to create her like that. If I don't, then there's something wrong with my wisdom. So he's doing it, and doing some things to achieve that. It's compared to God's great wisdom, see? She was made by a byproduct of man. Then he goes there down, he says, that's marriage before, he says. And I can just read the red one. And in him was attribute. Now the red part, paragraph 154, he says, and you can read that when you get home. It's just the same thing. He had the attributes. He wanted to be a healer. He wanted to be a savior. He wanted to be all that. And God could not achieve that unless something fell, so that he can become a savior. But now when you go to 154, now he could not be just and make a man to fall. See that? He could not be. It seems like now he's taking himself out again by that. But isn't it? You see that? No, he could not be just and make a man fall to fall. He had to put him on equal basis. He had to put him on equal basis. It's not me who is making you. Cain, it's not me who is making you go to hell. I've done all the best I can. I calmed down myself. The greatest preacher that we have ever had here on earth. And I preach to you. More than, do you find that in Abel? I'm either doing it or you have ever. I've never preached to Abel. I'm preaching to you. I'm also giving you examples. Look at what he's doing and do it. You see that? Oh, in his mind he knows. He cannot. Because of his wisdom. Because of his foreknowledge. Because he knows, because he's God. Because of his omniscience. He knows Cain will not. Now, he could not be just and make a man fall. He had to put him on equal basis of free moral agency. I had to put him there. You man, you can choose whatever you want to choose. Knowing, God knowing, there's nothing else you can choose. There's something there inside of him that's bubbling. It's not in Abel, it's not in Cain. But there's something there. There's me there in Abel's heart. But cannot choose nothing. In that soul, they said that he can choose to go in bars. He can choose to do all this. But when that this bubbles like that, it will hit all those things. I'm baptizing you with water. But when he comes, he'll baptize you with fire. With what? Fire and water or something. He'll burn that up. Abel. You've been groaning. Look at this. You are sealed. God has sealed your people until the day of redemption. And when the day of redemption comes, all that will be burned up. This is the day. Everything is burned up. And the only thing that holds there is him, and it starts up. It went to them also. It went to the people that were dead in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It went there to get them when it came. All right, now, he could not be just and make, okay, I'm done now. But knowing he would fall, or he knew he'd fall, okay, to make his own choice. This is a very strange statement. Can you read it again, brothers? Now, he could not be just and make a man to fall. He had to put him on equal basis of free moral agency to make his own choice. Now listen, but knowing, what? Put him in the way, knowing he'd fall. God knew that. Okay, let's go to the next one. These are big ones, and I don't know whether we can read anything, everything. Let's read this in the supposition then. This was part of his eternal predestination. Just the red part. This was part of his eternal and predestinated purpose. This plan was to be the praise of his glory, of his grace. It was the plan of redemption. It was the plan of salvation. Now listen closely. God being a savior, it was necessary that he predestinate. It was necessary that he foresaw that. And because of his wisdom, because of his omniscience, he predestinate a man who would require salvation in order to give himself a reason and purpose of being. God could not be God. If there's nothing to save, there's nothing to heal, there's nothing. God is not even God. He's God, he's worshiped, but why are we even worshiping him? What has he done to me? Do you understand that? For him to be a being, for him to have a purpose of being, why is he, what is his purpose? What is the importance of, in other words, what is the importance of God? I can do without him. Do you get that? But he wants a purpose of being. He wants to give you a reason why he's here and why he's important. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to... Praise be to God. And that's why I'm God. That's what this quote says. The purpose of being, to give himself a purpose of being. He wanted to give him a purpose of being. Okay, a purpose of being. That is 100% correct. And multitudes of scripture bear it out. As does the very pointed verse of Romans 11:36 that we read up there. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. Let's read the scriptures now. And just quit. The scriptures down there. Let us quit now. Let's read this. We are going to read fast. But this is a very good scripture. To me, this is a very, very good scripture that shows how God does things. Okay, let's read it. For the children being not yet born, that's Esau, Esau, and Jacob. For the children not yet being born, neither having done any good, they were not born, any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. The purpose of God according to election. God, what is election? We say the election is like voting. That he chose this and left this. God, in his mind, before the foundation of the world, chose Jacob, and he didn't vote for Esau. He voted for Jacob, but he didn't vote for Esau. He made him, when he was making Esau, he made Esau something for destruction. What do you call that? Something for destruction. He made him for destruction. That's why he made him. So when he's coming to choose, because he was for knowledge, he knows Esau will go to destruction. He might be a very good boy, taking care of his father. His father is a prophet. He's doing very good. But I know in him, there's nothing. He's just like Judas. Judas is a great man. I called him and he came and served me. He went and preached and ministered. And not only that, Judas healed the sick. And he came back and said, you know what, Jesus? Oh, there's no demon. We prayed overnight until everybody got healed. And there was no demon that stood before us. All that. I know. And he says, yeah, I know. But don't rejoice that happened. But rejoice because your names are written in the book of life in heaven. And he said, and one of you is not mine. He said that just like that. I don't know the words exactly, but he said, right there. He knew it. You see that? By his wisdom, by his knowledge, by his omniscience, he saw what God did. Because he has not done nothing. But he's looking back at what did God do? Because of my wisdom of what God did, I saw Esau refusing God. And I saw not interested in the birthright. That was kind of the godliness that time. He's not interested in the birthright. He can sell it. But now here I see Esau dying for it. Though for now, the seed of Satan is what is working. No, the sword of Satan is what is working in him. He's a deceiver. He's even being pushed around by the mother. That's okay. But I'm not even looking at that. I'm Jesus. I'm not looking at what Judas you've done. I'm not looking at what Judas you've been doing. You've been following me every time I go. You are a great man. In fact, some scriptures, some stories say that Judas was the treasurer. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've not read that in the Bible. Maybe I've read and forgot. Maybe, I don't know. He was a great man. He was a great brother. I know that. But I look back to what God did and how he created you and how he created that body of Judas for destruction and all that. So I tell you, you're a great man. But there's nothing to bubble up. There's no God in you. You just leave this after a while. But in Peter, who is cutting people's ears like a non-believer, that man has something down there. That is, when it bubbles, it will throw every that cutting away. You tell Peter to cut. Somebody who is crucifying him upside down. He said, don't crucify me like Jesus. Crucify me up, upside down. He's not cutting nobody's ears. But he bubbled up and burned everything that was. And that is what now is in the heart. That is what is working. Now, all right. This scripture is wrong, and I don't want that. I just want to read it and finish it. Let me finish it and then call it a quit. The purpose of God according to election might start. Not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. No, they're not born yet. The elder shall serve the younger. They're not born yet. God seems to be unjust. He's not. He knows. He's the one who made them. Even that body that you can see in his mother is the body that he knows is for destruction. This other one is for heaven. He knows, God knows that. So now he says, I love Jacob. Because, why do I love Jacob? Because this body of Jacob, the soul that I have for him, the spirit that I have for him, he's the son of God who is going to heaven. Do you understand that now? Okay. Election, my stud, not of works, but to him that calleth, it was said unto him, the elder shall serve the younger. Now, verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but also have I hated. Verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness? When you go to direct, the word there is not unrighteousness. From the I've looked at that word in the Greek, different Greek writings, and the word there is not unrighteousness. The word is unjust. Is God unjust? Is God unjust? No, he has a law. He got to be unjust. That's why he put Esau come, Jacob come. I'm going to give you this. This is what is going to test you. The birthright. And by his own mouth, he said he doesn't want it. I want food. He chose food. Do you get that? He chose that. By his own mouth. It's you who showed that. It's you who proved it, that you don't want it. He put them on free moral agency. Knowing by his wisdom. You think I'm going to choose Satan? Let him. There's a song that says, even if Satan tempts me so. Do you know that song? Even if the devil tempts me so. There's nothing he's doing. There's nowhere I'm going. He tempted Peter until death. They stoned Stephen, and when he was stoning him, he said, Father, this is my spirit. Doesn't matter what you are. There's no way that can choose nothing. It's what it is, and no choice, no other choice. There's no any other way that Esau will choose nothing. He'll choose food. But they are put there because of the just God. God is. Can God be unjust? No, God cannot be unjust. But he knows the creation. He knows what it was in the creation. I created this for destruction. Okay. I've said that so many times, so let me not say it again. All right. Let's just go there. I'll have mercy on whom? Okay, number, where are we? 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness? Is there injustice in God, with God? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I'll have mercy on whom I have mercy. That mercy was mercy before the foundation of the world. Before God was God, somebody had mercy in him and somebody didn't have mercy in him. Whom I have mercy. And I have compassion on whom I have compassion. I don't remember what compassion was, but I don't remember, but it's something. I wrote it somewhere. The way I realize, I come to this, and when I see this word, it's not going with the sentence. And I go, why is it not going with the sentence the way I would like? Okay. So the way I would like compassion. We are now going to 16. We are the end of 15, verse 15. So let's go to 16. So then, it's not of him that willeth. Hey, where is the free moral agents now? Where's the free moral agents? It's not him. Even if I will, I will not. Even if I will to war, I want to serve God, I cannot. It's not him that willeth. It's not him that winneth. Know of him that runneth. It's not trying. I'm studying, I'm praying, I'm doing everything possible. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that. It's not that. Runneth. But of God that showeth mercy. This mercy was shown before the foundation of the world. When he created you on earth as a body, and he created you as a spirit, and in the mind of God, and created a soul, and decided to put himself in you, in that body, like that. When he did that, that's when he showed mercy. That is an object of full of mercy. This other one, however it looks good, is an object fitted with the destruction, headed to the lake of fire. All right. So then it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. For the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up. Amen. He created him for that.
That's right.
There's no any other way Pharaoh can do nothing. Didn't you know, Brother Don, I think the other day said, Pharaoh wanted them to go. He was beat up so bad, he wanted them to go. And I don't know why, because he's beat up without his heat. He wants them to go. Then he changes up. And he let them go. Until he's completely destroyed. To that head was he raised up. For that purpose. Why? Same thing. Why was that bride man bride? To show the glory of God. That was to show the power of God. All right. Where are we? See the mercy. Papa survived up. That I might show my power. God wanted to show his power. He wants glory. He wants power. He wants to show that he wants a purpose of being. A purpose of being power in this, in thee. And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. A superpower is foreign. A superpower is foreign. Do you know something else? Something is just about to happen even now. And I saw in my seventh. And America was in flames. And I said, watch the king of the north. Watch the king of the earth. That's right. This is a superpower that's almost dying now. It's almost there. We're headed to that. Okay. I wanted to show my power. The scripture says unto Pharaoh. Okay, where are we? The Lord of the earth. Verse 18. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden. So God hardened. So is God who hardened. So is God who hardened, the soul of Pharaoh. I mean, that was why it's not even hardening him now. Though he's working towards that, but he made him for that. For that purpose. And let's read the scripture. The scripture is very good down there. The scripture is very good down there. It came out of the earth. But therefore, had mercy, where are we? Hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, listen now this, thou wilt say then unto me, where does he yet find fault? Why is somebody wrong then? Why is he somebody, is him who does that? And I said, for who hath resisted his will? They are made to resist his will. They are made to resist his will. So who has resisted his will? Okay. Nay, but oh man, who art thou that repressed against God? That's scary a bit. Shall the thing formed? This is the thing now. Shall the thing formed? And this is the picture that I see, Mr. Senior. This is the picture that I see. You see what? You can make two dresses. You can make two dresses. There's something that you found in the internet that you love so much. When a blue dress is burning. Is that right? It's just an example. I don't know where I got that one. It's burning. So you make two dresses. One, a very good one, that is your third best you become in touch with. Another one, for your joy. You just want to see it burn, and love it. And you just, can those clothes stand up and say, why are you burning me? You are mine. I made you for my joy. I'm enjoying you when you're burning. It's when I'm happy. that's cruel, but that sounds cruel. But that's it. That makes us know that the purpose of God creating you and bringing you here is to show His glory. It's not for yourself. It's for His glory. That's the whole purpose of bringing you here. That makes you want to do that He made you for. He made the other one for the destruction, and He's going to show that He's going to the destruction. All right. Let me finish it. Thou will say to me, why does it fight for all? Okay. Where are we? Say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me? Okay. The person against God. So the thing formed, say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Why hast thou made me thus? Were you asking why have thou made me thus? Who told you were even supposed to be made? Who even told you were supposed to be made? You're not even supposed to be there. But I made you because of joy. I want to be happiness. I want my happiness. And I know how to be happy. So I will make you the way I want. You're not even supposed... You know, he could have stayed without you or with... I mean, that is... It's like pot. You know, in Kenya they make pots. You make one pot, they usually put it in a corner in a house, in a corner like that. That's what we used to do in the olden times. Now it's different. Things are developing. We used to make a pot, a big pot, and put it over there to cool the water. So if you put the water there, and when you come, it's cool enough to cool you down a bit. So it's not a fridge. We didn't have fridges. But we make that one for that, and we make another one to put here on the fire. Sister, I say, you know, you remember those pots that we used to put for water? Yeah. And now you have another one here, a pot that you are cooking with. The same pot, the same material. Now this one you are cooking with. Are you gonna call? Why do you put me in that pot complaining? Why do you put me in the fire and you put the other one? They are yours. You use them the way you want. Do you understand that? Use them the way you want. All right. Okay. Okay. Number what? Where are we? So when the thing formed, say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Why hast thou made me thus? Why are you supposed to be made even to begin with? It is him who decided to make you. Who told you are even supposed to be made? All right, okay. But, oh man, how that refers. Okay. Why hast thou made me thus? Verse 21. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lamp to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? That's one in the fire and the one in the cool here. Honor. What if God willing to show his wrath and to make his power known and do with much wrong suffering, the vessels of wrath fitted with the destruction. He created them and fitted them with destruction. They are made for that purpose. Destruction. And that he might make known the riches of his glory with us. The riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he made, which had afore, not now, afore prepared unto glory. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you. We want, Lord, to see. When we see ourselves where we are at, Lord, Father, we feel loved and privileged. We are chosen, Lord God, to partake of this, Lord. It's not what we did. It's not what we didn't do. It's nothing, Lord, but your grace and grace and grace only, Lord. That makes us love you more. That shows your love for us, Lord God. And, Lord, we want to give ourselves wholly unto you, that the purpose unto which you brought us here, Lord, may be fulfilled. Help us, Lord, where we are weak, our weak points, Lord God, take them, Lord God, and put them at a S-O-N, Lord, that all the greenness, Lord God, and weaknesses must go, and we get strong in thee, Lord God, in all things. Father, that's our prayer. Now, we are now about to dismiss the people. If somebody's going to come talk here. At the same time, Lord, we humbly come to you for needs. I imagine that, Lord, people have needs there and here. And sometimes, Lord, we don't know where else to go and what to do.
But we come to you this afternoon, Lord, wanting, Father, that you look at it, because you are gracious, because you have given us that which no man could give us. You chose us to yourself, Father. Look at those other things that are basic, Lord, that we need. As you take us closer to you spiritually, remember our needs, Lord, is our prayer. And we pray that you grant it. Give us strength, Lord, in all areas, is our prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I don't know if somebody can come or...
Praise the Lord. Amen. And so you enjoyed that. And, you know, sometimes you can take one or two quotes and make a totally different picture. And, but when you take it all and you put it together, it's only going to come out one way. And that's He's a sovereign God and He knows all things. And He knew all things before the foundation of the world. And nothing's going to come to Him except He draws it. It's not Him that willeth. It's not Him that runneth. It's, the scripture said, many are called, but few are chosen. So there's millions and millions that have been called. There's millions and millions that say they believe it, that follow it. Cain was worshiping God. So he was called to worship God. And so were millions more, but few are chosen to receive the revelation of Jesus Christ Himself, the person of God Himself. As Brother Gumba talked about also, he even hit on some of those things, the angel of the Lord and the person of the Lord. And Brother Adam said, they asked him a question, what's the difference? If there's a difference, he said, well, one is an angel and the other is the person of God Himself. And so that's where some confused it before the seals, and they tried to say that it was the Lord all the time. It was the Lord, but they were saying that that angel was God Himself and that it was here all the time and that there was no change after the seals opened up. But Brother Branham said no. He said no. A man came to him and said, no, I think you're wrong, Brother Branham. That's not the angel of the Lord. That's the Lord Himself. Mm-hmm. He said, no. He said, that's the angel of the Lord. And so there was something happened after the seals. Yeah. He came. And Brother Gumba even touched on that. He came and he took the book. He came and he took it, but there was no man worthy. There was no one that could do it. And so He Himself came and took the book and broke the seals and revealed the plan of salvation. And I just think it's one of the great things that's been revealed in this day, how that God has revealed it to the people, that He made man. He made us so that we would need salvation. He made us that way. He set the whole thing up just like that so that He could be a Savior. That's what He wanted to be. And so He made us where there could be a fall. He made us where He could pick up the pieces and bring us back into the full image, the full character of Jesus Christ living in a redeemed people. And what a great, great plan that God has fulfilled in this day, in this hour. And we're so blessed to be a part of it. And we just thank Him. We'll ask you to stand together with Him. We'll pray once again. We dismiss today. And so we really appreciate Brother Gumba. We know it's still hard standing here with one arm healing and going through what that arm's been through. And we really appreciate the message this morning. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you and praise you. Once again, Lord, we're so happy, Lord, that we could live in this hour. Lord, when the full plan of redemption has been revealed And Lord, knowing that your full purpose is, it's been unveiled, the whole purpose and reason of what you had in your mind and why the things have come the way that they have, and how that, Lord, you had an elected seed that you placed here and there, Lord, in your people. And Lord, Cain didn't have it. And no matter how much he worshipped, no matter how sincere he was, no matter how much he tried, Lord, the seed wasn't there. But Lord, that seed is in every predestinated one that you've elected to receive in this day. And in every age, Lord, constantly, that seed has been hidden in that veil, Lord, to be manifested in the time and the age. And we thank you and praise you. We thank you for these here, Lord, that are a part of that. Lord, that are a part of that great unveiling. And Lord, making yourself known in your bride. May you just bless each one now as we go into this new week, Lord. Let these things be upon our hearts. May you just make us more aware of your presence and your will and desire every day, Lord, in all that we do and say, as we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you.